The Sahel has become a new front line in a widening power struggle between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. The United States is back in Mali, but it's racing against Russia for influence in one of Africa's most volatile regions. Because the real prize here is control of gold, lithium, and uranium. A senior US envoy, Nick Checker, arrived in Bamako this week for talks with Mali's foreign minister. Washington says it wants a reset with Mali's military-led government and wants to repair ties after the past policy mistakes. But behind the diplomatic language, officials are testing something more direct. How far will Sahel states be willing to reopen the door to U.S. counterterrorism cooperation? A shift signaled by the deputy head of U.S. Africa Command last month.
We have actually shared information with some of them to attack key terrorist targets, but it's very different than it was even 2 or 3 years ago. We were trying to work with them to assuage them that we have intentions to help them, but there's obviously other competitors that are whispering in their ear telling them mis- and disinformation about our intentions. So we're breaking through that network.